From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. It's our pleasure to have you with us for today's program. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch inviting you to stay with us now for a message from the Word of God, some Christ-honoring sacred music, and the hot topic of the day. In dealing with the current subject of Christ the Divine Teacher, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing that there were two purposes for our Lord's parables. For some, it was that they might understand the truth of God's salvation. In this case, it was a demonstration of the sovereign grace of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message, but first he addresses today's hot topic, Ted Haggard's gall.
Ted Haggard was expelled from the pastorate of his megachurch in disgrace. He was a proven liar, a sexual pervert who carried on a liaison with a sodomite prostitute while publicly campaigning against the sodomite agenda in his state. When Haggard was finally exposed by the sodomite whom he had been using, he had no option but to quit. He went into counseling, the way of choice for celebrities who are found out in some vice. Hollywood stars run to rehab as soon as their drug or drink habits threaten their image. Disgraced preachers run to counseling for rehabilitation. Haggard announced that he had repented and would pursue a master's degree in counseling with a view to entering a counseling ministry. Haggard has enrolled in the University of Phoenix, as has his wife, who's pursuing a degree in psychology. I have refrained from jumping on the bandwagon of critics of the fallen preacher, a man who served as the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals and who preached weekly to some 10,000 people. I have hoped that his repentance was real and that he and his family could be rehabilitated. My heart has gone out to his wife, for whom the entire ordeal must have been devastating indeed. However, I must say that Haggard's latest moves do not engender confidence. He has launched an email appeal for money. I quote, "It looks as though it will take 2 years for us to have adequate earning power again, so we are looking for people who will help us monthly for 2 years. During that time, we will continue as full-time students, and then when I graduate, we won't need outside support any longer." Close the quote. Haggard justified his begging letter by explaining his vision. He plans to move with his wife and two of their sons to Phoenix, October 1st, to the Phoenix Dream Center, a faith-based halfway house in Phoenix, where the Haggards will provide counseling. I'm not going to make any sarcastic remarks on the Dream Center and the dreams of Haggard. Here's a man who was paid $115,000 for the 10 months he worked for his church in 2006, plus an $85,000 anniversary bonus that he received before the scandal broke. His home, which is reportedly on the market, has been officially valued at over $715,000, and he receives royalties on his book sales, though these have probably dried up after he was disgraced, for who in his right mind wants to read the spiritual instruction of a hypocrite who lied and deceived to cover his sodomite activities? My concern is that Haggard still doesn't understand the awful gravity of his crime. I fear he hasn't grasped just how deeply he has shaken the confidence of people who sacrificially supported him and his ministry. As I said, I would be happy if he could be rehabilitated and do something useful with his life. But for him, with all the equity he has amassed, and especially after the unspeakable deception he practiced for years on the unsuspecting evangelical public, to beg for financial support is intolerable. And I hope that no one will be so foolish as to fall for his sob story appeal. The man has gall, I'll say that. But of course he's had gall all along. What he needs is grace. And if, as he claims, he has received restoring grace, he'd be better to show it by giving than by begging.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of our listeners to these broadcasts. Every day we receive letters in various ways, regular mail, email, and also we receive telephone calls saying thank you and also telling us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, and we want to remind you of the new issue of our quarterly magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. These are free to those who ask. This particular edition will bring you some very interesting and informative articles. Particularly, there is an article dealing with the conversion of a Muslim to Christ. It's called From Islam to Christ. There are many other very informative and inspiring articles in this particular edition, and you may simply have it for free by writing to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you wish, you may telephone us toll free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio now, ltbsradio.com. We do hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Were these disciples not born just as wicked as all the rest? Were these disciples not just as dull of hearing, as blind? Certainly they are. In fact, you've only got to read the rest of the ministry of Christ among the disciples, and you'll be convinced that even after they were made disciples, they were still mighty slow in the uptake. But he says, to you it is given. To you it is given. Here is the sovereignty of grace at work. There is a vast number of people blind and dull of hearing and disinterested in heart. They see, but they don't perceive. They hear, but they don't understand. They have opportunity, but they never grasp it. They meet with the Son of God, but they turn from Him and waltz all the way to hell in the embrace of the devil. And out of that vast group of wicked, guilty sinners comes a people drawn by the hand of sovereign grace. And to them Jesus says, to you it is given to understand. But to them, it's not. That's where people begin to find fault with God. Why would God do that? I always liked Dr. Paisley's answer to people who tried to pry into things they shouldn't. He always said, you just go and mind your own business and leave it to the Lord to mind His. I cannot tell you why, for example, God chose Abraham, an idolater living in Ur of the Chaldees, but He did. And when Abraham brought Terah, his father, with him, God kept him out of Canaan until Terah died. God had never called Terah. He chose Abraham. And of the sons of Abraham, He chose Isaac. And of the sons of Isaac, He chose Jacob. Not because Jacob was a better man than Esau in any way that men at least would count better. Then He chose Israel as a people. He says, I loved you because I loved you. I chose you because I loved you. To you it is given. The rest remain in a darkness that's undisturbed even by the light of the gospel. There's one thing, or something, should I say, that I've got to point out about this darkness. As I say, people want to argue with God, why do you do this? And then they make an illogical jump. They say, look at those poor people. And because of the hardness of the decree of God's election, those poor people can't be saved. How twisted human thinking can become. Follow me very carefully here. Verse 15. The blindness of sinners is willful. This people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes. There is not the slightest semblance of the idea here that here are some people who desperately want to see, but God won't let them. They desperately want to hear, but God won't allow it. They long to be saved, but God won't save them. That's nonsense. When the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come, it means exactly that. Let him come. And when you've come, you'll thank God that He brought you. But what the Lord Jesus is saying is, I'm dealing with a people who want to be blind. I'm dealing with a people who want to to be deaf to my call. I am dealing with a people who have shut their eyes deliberately so that they will not see, and they're dead scared unless they might see. This is a willful blindness. The old notion of poor sinners wanting to be saved and a sovereign God prohibiting them is utter nonsense. The truth is that all men, given their own natural bent, would go all the way to destruction, and from the very gates of hell they would still say, "We will not have this man." So would you, and so would I, but for the rescuing hand of sovereign grace. That's what Christ is saying. This blindness, therefore, is what theologians call penal or judicial. It is the judgment of God. If you want to see an example of this in real life, go back to the book of Exodus and follow carefully what the book of Exodus has to say about Pharaoh. The Lord told Moses, "I will harden his heart that he will not let the people go, in order that I might bring my judgments against him and against his idols and against his nation." That's one side. That's the truth from God's side. But then you'll read, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And then we read, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, how do you bring those things together? I used to puzzle about that, and then I came to realize, look, I'm born a sinner, totally depraved. There's not an ounce of spiritual light or goodness or desire for those things in my entire being by nature. I'm incapable of spiritual good. Totally depraved, totally corrupted. I'm born dead in sin, blind to truth, deaf to the call of God, and with a heart that's set in me to do evil. Now let's level the playing field, as it were, and start off. There we're in level ground. There's where we are. That's the starting point of truth. Now then, I ask myself, what does God need to do to harden my heart against him? What does he need to inject into my thinking, my heart, my life? What change does he need to make in me to harden my heart against him? And I came to realize, absolutely none. Absolutely none. We often hear the saying, what do sinners need to do to perish? Nothing. Just do nothing. You continue as you are. What does God need to do to make me hardened against him? Nothing. That's the way I am. In other words, the hardening is the judgment of God withdrawing any grace that would change that situation. It is the judgment of God that leaves sinners to their own willful, chosen way. This is a penal, judicial blindness to those who have a stubborn refusal to see and hear.
You've been
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.